Welcome to episode number 39 of the Soulful Menopause podcast. Now, today's episode is in a different format. I've just launched two women's circles, the Soulful Circle and the Sacred Circle. These circles provide a safe and sacred place where soulful women can gather together to have soulful conversations. And I really want you to get an idea of what it's like to experience these deep connections with other women. So on today's show, we're joined by three powerful soul sisters, Monique, Frankie, and Tiffany. Join us as we discuss the question, where do women find support in the chaos of menopause? And if you're interested in joining one of my circles, please visit the Soulful Menopause website for further information. And I'm going to put a link in the show notes for you as well. So let's go and have that soulful conversation right now. Welcome to the Soulful Menopause podcast. Discover how to transform the chaos of menopause into vibrant health and a soulful life you'll love. I'm Sally Love, natural nutritionist and soul wisdom coach. I want you to experience a soulful menopause that'll guide you into the best years of your life. Well, hello, ladies. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so excited about today because we can just get together and have a really beautiful, soulful conversation together. And this is the first one of these I've ever done on my podcast as well. And I just thought, oh, how wonderful it would be for people to hear sort of like a group of soulful women having soulful discussions. And so I think we should kick off with a little introduction. First of all, I suppose I should introduce myself just in case people are listening to this podcast for the first time. My name's Sally Love and I am 55 years old, and I have to remind myself of how old I am sometimes. I often forget. And I run Soulful Menopause, and it is my absolute soul calling to support women as they transition through menopause so that they can really move into so much more vibrant health and really create more soulful spiritual lives for themselves. And I feel so honored to be facilitating that for other women. And a little crazy fact about me you may not know was that I used to be a professional psychic. So there we are. I shall hand over to Monique to introduce herself now.
Thank you, Sally. My name's Monique, and since you're giving age, I'll give age. I think I'm 51. Yeah, I too never remember. It's somewhere between 38 and 50-ish.
Yeah, and it changes, doesn't it, depending on the day.
Yes. And I live in Pennsylvania in the United States, and I actually met Sally through listening to her podcast. So perhaps our little chat helps other women find Sally and find this soulful experience. I'm very much a very logical person, very cross the T's, dot the I's, everything very logical. But there's a part of me that if I surrender to it, it seems like things just appear as they should. So my superpower, should I finally accept it, some days I do, some most days I don't, is to just surrender and allow. And the things that are meant to be will show up on your in front of you. As Sally did when I was in the throes of feeling miserable with the change, and I happened to have research isn't the exact word. I was Googling that lovely Google thing. I was looking for menopause support, but beyond just the very traditional Western medical medical aspect of it, and Sally appeared. So thank you, Sally.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for joining us today, Monique. And next is Frankie. Hi, Frankie.
Hi, Sally. So I'm actually from a parallel universe because I'm 75 years old, and I did my menopause, but very easily, 20 years ago. But I relate to what you guys are going through with menopause, partly because I'm having to come to terms with being older. And as far as I'm concerned, I can still jump in a puddle. Mm-hmm. But I've got to make sure my arthritic knees don't collapse under me when I do. Mm-hmm. And it's that sort of sense of freedom that I used to have that I now have to second guess. And I have struggled with that. And so I think it's what Sally is allowing us to do is to understand the transitioning from one environment to another. And clearly menopause for many, including my daughter, is absolutely horrendous. And it sort of really throws your life because you can't sleep at night because you've got hot flushes, et cetera, et cetera. So I understand that. I lay awake at night worrying about things that I don't really need to worry about, but I've decided that actually I need to worry about it. And so I get things out of context. And it's because I worry, I think, about getting old. Mm. And so I'm hoping that I will add value, but I also hope that maybe other people can sort of resonate with what Sally is doing in other factors or other areas of their life or other times in their life. Because when you think about it, we women have all sorts of hormonal problems, like when you first start your periods, when you're, as I was, 14 years old, but some are much younger. And then you sort of you yearn to have babies, and then you have babies and you think, why the hell did I bother? Because they're a pain. And then you, and although I didn't get it, but other friends did, because I went out to work. I can't stand it. But they had postnatal depression. And it's, again, it's all about this sort of hormonal thing. And it's, I think it's also against the expectations of women that we should soldier on regardless. I mean, I'm in that generation that you soldier on regardless, and you don't matter. The kids matter, the husband matters, or whatever, the work matters, but you don't matter. But in fact, we are incredibly important. And I think that, and I'm probably rambling and I apologize if I am, but I think it's really important to actually ground ourselves at whatever transformation part of the journey we're going on, that we can sort of ground ourselves and say, this is me, this is who I am, this is what I want to achieve, and this is how I'm going to do it. And I deserve this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love that, Frankie. Thank you so much for sharing that. And what I think is really wonderful about your story, and if you don't mind me saying, you know, you've mentioned before, is that you, is just then, that you've sailed through menopause when it hit, but you were busy with your work and you had your mind in other areas, and it feels like now you're dealing with
everything. Yes, it does. Menopause. Yes, it does. And in fact, when I was going through that, which was 20 odd years ago, I went along to a lady in Covent Garden for a tarot reading, and her name was Sally Love. And that was how I met Sally.
Yeah.
Actually, it sounds like a film, Harry Met Sally, but it's Frankie Met Sally.
Yes. Oh, thank you for that, Frankie. And Tiffany, welcome.
Thank you, Sally. Well, Tiffany met Sally in a very similar way as Monique met Sally. And that was, I had never, ever listened to a podcast before. And I had been on my menopausal journey, but was still searching for something that was deeper. It felt when I first started going through perimenopause, and I don't know when that exactly started because I had my last baby very late and when I was 41. And then my periods changed, and I thought it was just like every other, the other two babies I'd had that my periods changed. But I think I was really put in perimenopause and didn't really understand what was happening with my body. So I went through that for several years, and then all of a sudden I had my first hot flash. And I had always been freezing cold my entire life. So I was actually looking forward to hot flashes, thinking that, oh, good, I won't be cold all the time. And that first hot flash came, and basically just I don't know, this heat rose in this violent way all in my face, and it felt like I was on fire from the inside out. And I just remember panicking. And at one point, I remembered it was around Christmas time, and I was doing my Christmas cards, and it was like I was timing them, and they were these really intense flashes, like every 2 minutes. And I just remember thinking, oh my gosh, I mean, like, pay attention. Something is happening here. And I was agitated, and the more agitated I got, the more they were very intense. And I remember journaling that evening saying, wow, like, my body is really changing. And it's not as pleasant as I thought it might be. And how long are these things going to be here? And I was so confused, and I journaled that night, and then I called my mother, my aunts the next day, everybody. And my mom was like, oh yeah, I'm still having hot flashes. And I'm like, oh my God. And my aunts were like, oh yeah, I don't know, it was just awful, it's terrible, it's horrific, and wait till this happens and that happens. And there was just this, it wasn't the cushion or the wisdom or the soulful response that I was really hunting for, or the initiation process. It just felt miserable, and it felt hopeless, and it felt sad. So the next day, after I kind of basked in that for a day, I journaled again, and out of me came, my goodness, I am heating up. I am transforming. I am changing like the phoenix. And the other analogy that came in that writing for me was Mother Earth is heating up, and I am heating up all at the same time. And we are in this together. And this is, I'm going to come out of this different, but even deeper into who I am. And I was sad because, many of my friends I then talked to about it that were older were like, yeah, it sucks, but and I said, but the thing is when you're going to start your period, there's the little program at school that you go to, and you're with your mom, and hear about what it's going to be like or what's happening in your body. And I went to my doctor, and she was like, yeah, well, your hormone levels are saying that you're basically physically schizophrenic, and it's going to be a really hard time. And I was just like, yeah, but like, what happens, and what's happening to me, and why do I heat up? And I had all these questions, and nobody could answer them. And I just felt so alone, and I felt so lonely. And that was around the time that I found, well, maybe another year or two later, I found Sally in a podcast, and I took a walk. And I just remember crying on that walk because I felt like there was someone who got what I needed. And even just hearing her, I just remember feeling like, oh my gosh, I just want to talk to her. I just want to talk to someone who understands that. I know this is big. I know this is a rite of passage. I know this is a transformational journey. And no one out there that I talk to, not family, friend, foe, anyone, looks at it that way that I can find. And I felt so unsupported. So Yeah, so that's how I found Sally and this amazing support with these wonderful women that are in this podcast with me.
That's lovely. Thank you so much for sharing that, Tiffany. And there's so much there that I want to circle back round to, actually. And today we're having a chat about where women can find support in the chaos of menopause. And you often hear me saying that we have to have chaos present in order for transformation to occur. And menopause certainly offers us a very powerful opportunity for transformation in our lives. But the chaos that comes with it can be really uncomfortable. And if we're not careful, it can drag us down into a negative spiral. And, as you were saying there, Tiffany, feeling alone, having questions that nobody could answer, and feeling very unsupported, these things, if we're not careful, can drag us down, and where we feel very disempowered through this at a time when we really should be feeling more and more empowered as we go through. But in order to feel empowered, we really need to have answers to our questions. We need to really know, where we're traveling, what the path is that we're traveling down. So I think, first of all, in order to sort of answer the question of where women can find that support in the chaos of menopause, I want to just dig in a little bit deeper into chaos itself and, what we've each experienced, what chaos has come up for us. Because I know that menopause is talked about a lot at the moment, which is really wonderful. It wasn't talked about when I first began Soulful Menopause, so I'm really pleased about that. But a lot of it is still very much focused on the physical level, on the hot flashes and, the aches and pains and the not sleeping well, which is all, really, really an important aspect of it that we need to be aware of. But that's just physical. There are also these emotional, mental, and spiritual aspects that come along for this massive transformation, if we wish to look at that. And that's part of what my Soulful Menopause journey is about. And I'm not going to go into that here right now. If you want to find out about my Soulful Menopause journey, then just look at the about page on soulfulmenopause.com, and there's a beautiful list of the three stages that I take women through. And I've also described it on a previous podcast episode as well. So yeah, chaos affecting us on every level: physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. Speaking from my perspective, it affected me on every single level. And I think absolutely, no, I don't think, I know, absolutely everything in my life changed from a cellular level right through to, with all the physical issues that were happening, right through to questioning the relationship I was in, my marriage I was in at the time, through what I do for my work, because then I was just in women's general health. And then I realized, golly, I know quite a lot because I'm a holistic nutritionist, but I still feel like I've got lots of questions and I feel very unsupported and alone and lost in all of this. So it brought up huge changes on every level in my life. So I'd love to hear a little bit more from each of you. And I wonder, Monique, do you want to start us off with just maybe sharing, just for a little while, some of your stories of chaos that came up for you?
Yes, thank you, Sally. Mine, a different woman lived inside of me, this crazy, raging lunatic. And I'm generally a very calm, peaceful, level-headed woman, and I did not recognize her. I fought with this, how this manifested. I just was so angry at people. I didn't want to be around people. But I didn't recognize this part of myself. It was she was foreign to me. And at the time, this was during the lovely 2020 global pandemic that this came down, she came down upon me. So there were the stressors of that. I was fortunate enough to be working at the time. So I was not just holed up in my house. And I worked with two other women, but and we worked in a kitchen. We basically made food for other people, and it's a shop, and people would come in and buy prepared foods and heat it up at home. But the three of us went from, the owner always worked there, but the other two of us, we used to be just part-time a couple hours a week to 5 days a week, 7 hours a day, and just all of that. And I would just, I'd be so pissed off. I'd be for no reason. And I did not like that part of myself, but I didn't recognize this as something of menopause. I had no idea that this could be something to do with perimenopause. And then I don't know why I started thinking about it. My sister's 7 years older, so maybe she had mentioned something of that fact. So I came home one evening and I said to my husband, I think I'm in perimenopause. And he was shocked. He's like, no, you're still young and you shouldn't. And that's not right. And I'm like, oh, okay. All right. Maybe this is something different. And so I, in that process of just being so angry, I also physically manifested, my body physically will hurt if I choose to listen to her, some intestinal issue. One could then look into all the description of burnout. And technically, I guess, yes, I had burnout, but, through this and with Sally's help and using the tools of her meditations, journaling, nutritional help. That's how I originally started this whole process, because I knew eating cookies and macaroni and cheese were not the healthy way for my body. So with Sally's help with that and getting the my vitamins and that aspect under control, I was still having very intense abdominal pain, and it was not, I had all the tests of checking the kidneys, the adrenals, the going up in the upper and lower GI, but nothing showed up on the tests. And it was basically a physical manifestation of the anger and the chaos. And after it was April 2021, I quit my job. And when I quit it, I felt the beginnings of a release, of release and relief, and just getting myself out of that toxic environment. And it was very tough because it was a job and it was nice to have a job and to have an identity. So then I went through that identity crisis and was able to be okay, because now I was physically feeling better. My crazy woman decided to just take a nap or something. She, you know, she pops up every once in a while, but we kind of have a laughing conversation now, and I feel more comfortable, even though I still have the occasional hot flashes, hormonal shifts, but I feel more comfortable accepting them rather than locking them up, pushing them down, and hiding them in the darkest corner of wherever, under the carpet, in the basement type aspect. I'm like, oh, okay, this is, I invite you in. I don't necessarily like you, but we can have tea together. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there was chaos too. Now I can have tea with chaos.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that, Monique. I love that. Yeah. Yeah. And once you actually acknowledge their presence and invite them in, and I often talk about, you know, inviting them into a table, you're sitting around a table together, just aspects of ourselves that show up at different times in our lives, but when you can have that dialogue with those parts of you, you know, that crazy woman who turns up, that sad woman who turns up, that lonely woman who turns up, that four-year-old child of you that turns up, those are the times when we can have those dialogues that we really give ourselves an opportunity for some profound healing. And I love how you say that, as soon as you made that decision to quit your job, that that pain in your abdomen stopped. And that just goes to show how we are energetic beings. We hold feelings, emotions, thoughts within ourselves. And these are very powerful energies. And if we hold on to them, it can cause some dis-ease in our bodies. And I feel that this is what part of the chaos of menopause is, because we have to have that chaos for that transformation. And Tiffany, as you were saying about the world being in chaos, and you felt like you were heating up and the world was heating up. And I love that, because there's, there is the micro and the macro going on at the same time. What's going on within ourselves is going on a big global level. And I actually, I've been talking about what's been happening in recent years in the world as the world going through menopause right now. She's in this chaos. We're in this chaos, but it this stuff has to come up if we're going to transform. We have to look at these rocks and stones in our backpack of these experiences in life that we've gathered, and they're each a rock and stone on our pathway. We put them in our backpack, and when we get to menopause, we've had some good time on this planet, and that backpack is really rather heavy, and we don't want to be carrying that around anymore. And it's time to look into it and go, okay, let me have a look and see what old beliefs I'm carrying with me. What beliefs are holding me back? And all of this comes up for us to see. It's sort of like saying, hey, look at me. Look at me. This is something that needs attention in your life if you want to step into your best self. And so I think that, there is a lot of beauty and wisdom in the chaos if we can face it.
With a guide like you, I think we all can.
Thank you, Monique. But I wonder, Frankie, Tiffany, do you have anything to say on that, or your own personal chaos?
No, I do. I have. Sorry, I always have something to say on things like that because, first of all, I absolutely love the title. I have tea with chaos because I think that if you sort of then take that to the next stage further, it would make a brilliant book or whatever. I don't know, but I have tea with chaos. My way round menopause, or my way through disruption, because in my business life, I'm known as a rebel. I'm a disruptor, and I've only just realised it after all these years that that's what I am, basically. Because my daughter is also one, and she said, "Well, I'm a rebel and a disruptor," and I went, yes, so am I. And actually, then coming to terms with that, I think that what we are is potentially rebels. We're not going to take this sort of situation normal. We're looking for something that we can actually disrupt it in order to go forward in a positive way. I think that was an incredible insight, Monique. It really was.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a great saying, I have tea with chaos.
Yeah, it's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Could make a play on the London stage.
Yes.
Get Judi Dench to play
Yeah, yes,
it.
absolutely.
For
Oh,
sure.
yes.
So I'll just add this. And that is that the chaos that I think there's confusion, there's loneliness, there's grieving, a deep sense of grieving that comes in this time as we are kind of exiting out of a certain time of our life, and there is no way to deny it because the physical manifestations of it are so profound. for at least, you know, some of us. And I think that, you know, there's, you're commencing, you know, you're beginning something new, but you're also leaving a part of you in the past. For me, I think the chaos of all of that and the emotions that were, you know, just flowing through my veins. And I, you know, I had some older cousins that were saying, you know, get on the bio identicals or whatever they were called. I can't even remember what they're called. And
bioidentical hormones.
Yeah. And I don't even know what those are. I never did do any of that. Because out of my mouth when I was saying, oh, okay. And then I don't even know, something came out of my mouth that I did not think with any thought. And I said, no, you know what? My body knows the way. And those words just stunned me. And I wrote them down in real time. And it was like this confidence that came out of me. My body knows the way. And I wrote about that at length. And I just remember realizing in that moment that I am having this feminine experience. And this is such a part of it. And many of my ancestors didn't even get to live to this age to experience it. And many of them were not able to pick up their heads long enough from their work and their toil to even question it. And here I am in this moment, and it felt so monumental of changing that paradigm for my daughter, for her daughters, and maybe some kind of healing, that there would be this kind of understanding and faith and trust in my body and its ancient wisdom, knowing the way, and that all of it was a part of it. And ironically, as I am experiencing all of this, you know, it was just this summer that my daughter started her period for the first time. And so we've got a lot of fireworks in our house, and it is an interesting experience to observe her body beginning the whole process in this beautiful way. And it has allowed me to see that my process, as difficult and chaotic as it is, because it does disrupt relationships, you know, because you do have an exorbitant amount of feeling, but that feeling, I always say, our feelings are the senses inside of our body. Just like, you know, the senses on the outside of our body inform us, same with our emotions, but we are more than our emotions. So it's important to watch from a perch on your emotions and go through them in a way that is, you feel them, but you also can have a part of you that's watching it and observing it. I think that's really important. And I'm with Sally in the sense that it affects you on every level: cellular, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, every single part of you. The whole 360 of you is completely involved in this, because it is that big, and your body knows the way. The thing that is also there in that way is I started having big conversations with my body, and realizing what an amazing, brilliant, beautiful being it is in and of itself, that it has carried me through my whole life. It has brought me through all my transitions to this point. It has birthed three babies. It is now going through this amazing thing that I am excited to see where it ends up. And I also think that wasn't enough in terms of support. I needed a bigger space to support myself, to share, to express, to be held, to hold others, to giggle, to cry, to laugh, you know, to mourn, to celebrate. Those were things that were really, really important, and I had no idea where to find them.
So would you mind sharing maybe a couple of things that have changed for you, like the chaos that has come up for you in your life? Is there anything there that you would like to share? It's okay if there isn't, but
yeah, for sure. I mean, for me, you know, it also hit, you know, the brunt of it hit during COVID. I was leading up to COVID, and a lot happened in COVID as well. And with that, my job went online, and I sat in front of a Zoom for hours and hours and hours a day. And I gained a ton of weight. It was no longer what I was doing before that just my metabolism was used to. It was no longer good enough. And that was really depressing and caused a lot of, you know, anxiety and sadness and despair. And I also felt very moody. You know, imagine when you first, you know, are going through your first hormonal experiences, your first periods are coming and you're very hormonal. It was like that, but on acid. The hot flashes for me were just, you know, incredibly uncomfortable. I heard this saying, I mean, I just didn't want to be touched, didn't want to be looked at, didn't want to be intimate. And somebody once says, oh yeah, well, you know what menopause means, don't you? And I'm like, no. And she says, a pause from men. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that was really funny. And, you know, there was just all this, like, I didn't, again, like Monique, I did not recognize myself. I find myself a little jealous of Frankie's experience that she sailed right through it, because, but it, you know, it was and has been very, I think that's the part of it that makes you kind of want to resist it or fight it, or, you know, say, no, I can power through this, or I can, you know, this isn't going to get me. I'm going to get through this. But the reality is that your body knows the way. Mm-hmm. And so as you're experiencing all of this, there's a reason for it. And to just release and experience it, for whatever it is for you, and, you know, have a conversation with that pain or that hot flash or that emotion. Have a little conversation with it and see what it wants to say and what it's here to teach. Mm-hmm. And so I think that this, you know, we are going on the heroine's journey here. We are going on the heroine's journey. And it is my wish that I will bring back the medicine I find in this journey to other women that are going to be going through this. You know, and again, I also want to stress the grief process that this brings up, and that is okay. It is okay to grieve. It is okay to feel. It is okay to be uncomfortable. It is okay to be afraid. It is okay to be lonely. Mm-hmm. It is okay to be sad. It is okay to be happy in it all too. There's nothing better than not having a period every month.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, there's some joy to it too. Mm-hmm. And yeah, sorry, Sally.
No. That was a really important point, because I feel, you know, that we do try to control the chaos. We do try to control or suppress the fear because it's scary. And we just don't want to go there. And we would rather be, oh no, I just want to continue with my life and just pretend that it's not all happening. The only thing with that is that you delay it for later on in life. And I think this is one thing that is what I teach women, is to how to be okay, how to be grounded in the chaos, because we need to see ourselves like trees, deeply, really healthy, big rooted trees with the roots deep in the earth. So no matter what gale comes along, no matter whether our branches are being shifted left, right, and center in the middle of a hurricane, we're still standing strong. We can still, you know, as we've said, you know, sit around the table with these parts of ourselves and have these conversations, you know, to have tea with chaos. And all of those parts of what shows up for us as individuals.
Yeah, and to remember that as women and as feminine beings in this world, we are so connected to the earth and we are so connected to the heavens because of our connection with the moon, that we are very supported. Mm-hmm. And to remember that, you know, there's so many ways of support. There's support internally, there's support, you know, in that way, physically, you know, the earth and in the stars, and they're supporting one another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is a great segue into where we find support during the chaos of menopause. So Frankie, did you want to say something on that?
Yes, so just thinking the fact that Tiffany was seemed to be thinking that because I'd gone through it very easily, she was envious.
Yes.
But actually, I think because I didn't have the challenges that you did, I haven't connected with my body in the same way that you and Monique have. Mm. So I've had to start connecting to my body now, and COVID has brought that on, because my chaos was the fact that I live in a place where we'd moved recently. David went off to Saudi for 6 months and this last year, and I started developing panic attacks because I was fairly confined to home, and I've never suffered from panic attacks, but I was getting panic attacks. Everything I'd had was just thrown up in the air, because I was still working up until that point. So I was going out to work every day. I was meeting people. I was doing things. And then COVID happens. And all of a sudden, I feel my brain sort of frizzling. My memory's going. My body's cracking up. And trying to come to terms with that, and saying my body knows the way. No, it doesn't. It's cracking up. So it's knowing its way for it, but it's not knowing its way for me, because my brain still wants to do all these things. Mm-hmm. And so recently I've been diagnosed with high cholesterol. So I'm having to measure to make sure that I don't do, when I do physical exercise, I don't go over so much BPM. I've never had to do that before. And I'm finding that such a challenge, because I haven't come to terms with my body, which I think that you have, going through your menopause. I'm having to do it now. And that's a real challenge, because I keep forgetting things. I should be doing this and then I forget to do it because my brain's going.
Well, we can all certainly relate to that as we go through menopause. It's one of the main symptoms, yeah. is memory and brain fog, and it can be really worrying. You can think, oh my word, I'm getting Alzheimer's, and
yeah,
that puts you into more fear, and
yeah, absolutely,
worse, and yeah, and then trying to go into control because you're fearful,
yeah. And it doesn't work.
Yeah, absolutely. So support then. Monique, where have you found support during the chaos?
Support seems to find me.
Oh,
I when was it that we did the moon thing with you at that point, because I had worked with you, but then there's that sort of sadness of like, okay, I can do this on my own. And then, I mean, I was fine to do it on my own, and then I'm like, but I don't have Sally anymore, and then now I should be able to do this on my own. And The answer is no, we cannot do this on our own. And so, you know, when there's a certain energy shift, if I allow it to be, I get an email. Oh, hey, would you like to do this? I'm like, okay, yes, I would, because there's other people, there's other women who are as grounded and witchy and hooky dooky and and just real women that I truly enjoy. And so I did it. And I'm like, okay, did that. All right. So enter now, we're in September, or I don't know when your email came out. I think it was September. Hey, I'm starting this circle. Like, oh my God, I need support. And so I think the answer is we need, or I need, continual support. And it does show up when I'm not grasping for it.
Yes.
And that is very hard. I've studied Zen, Buddhism, all the stuff. I've done my whole meditation thing. Right now, it's like, eh, I can't be bothered with meditation. It's just not where I need to be. But one thing that I learned from that is if you grasp, you will not get it. But if you, there's a saying, and I'm not sure which book it came from, but basically if you open up your hand, you will receive. As but if you hold a tight fist, you're not ready to receive. So short story, even longer, the I get the email from you that, hey, I'm starting this group and it's going to be for all these months and we're meeting once a month. I'm like, that is exactly what I need. I need a forum where we can share, where it's safe, where we are like-minded and also different-minded. And that is really important, is talking with others. And for some reason, I find it hard to talk with others when in my own, like, circle of friends. I find it a lot easier when there is an option of, oh, okay, we are all meeting from very different locations, very different aspects in our lives, and coming together and having a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's wonderful. I love that about the non-resistance, about the surrender, and then recognizing the support when it comes up, because a lot of the time we can allow our heads to talk us out of it. Yeah, that's wonderful, Monique. Thank you for sharing that. Frankie, how about you with regard to what are your feelings or thoughts or experiences on support?
Yeah, very complex, actually, because if I think to pre-COVID, I got my life sort of fairly structured. Mm-hmm. But then during COVID, it wasn't. So I got involved in doing a lot of gardening and keeping busy that way. And that was fine. And then sort of the next year, David went off to Saudi and all of a sudden I'm on my own. So my support structure, although he's on the other end of the phone, is not there anymore. Mm-hmm. I was working, so that was good because I could get involved in doing work things and being creative that way. But actually, it wasn't until I suddenly thought of you, because I just didn't feel grounded. I was nowhere. I wasn't now here, I was nowhere. And so I joined your moon goddess thing. And I really enjoyed that because I was able to release some toxins, I think, that sort of that had been permeating in my body and my brain in particular, because I overthink things, and sort of meeting like-minded people and being able to talk at a different level, not a business level, and not on a sort of talking to one's children or one's friends, but something much deeper that you can resonate uncertainties, I think, and managing with uncertainties. And so for me, just getting back into your clutches again, it's been absolutely amazing. So whenever I have bad times in my life, there's always Sally. And she manages to sort of give me some understanding of order in the chaos. You know, sort of how you, what's the word? Not transpose, but gurgitate it and sort of make sense of it. And then you can go forward with a sort of a more balanced view on life.
Yes, yes.
A greater understanding.
Yeah. If you can get that grounding, you know how to be okay with chaos, then you can start speaking with chaos. Yeah. Yeah.
Always been fine about being in a chaotic environment because that's a bit of my personality. Mm-hmm. But when everything sort of, I can fly by the seat of my pants, but when I've suddenly lost my wings, mm-hmm. or the sort of the black hole and I've dropped into it and I can't, that was scary.
Yes.
That was scary because I couldn't manage it.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't manage it. Mm-hmm. And so working with you has helped me, definitely.
That's wonderful. I feel so privileged to have worked with you, lovely ladies as well. But it's really interesting that there's one thing that came out from what Monique and you, Frankie, just said, is that it's getting together with like-minded people who are not friends, not family, not colleagues, but that you just get this really deep connection.
Yes.
With other women who are going through a similar journey to you.
Yes.
And I think it's probably that sense that at first they aren't part of your social scene, they aren't part of your family and everything, which means that you feel that you can open up more because you're not feeling judged, you're not feeling you have to be a certain way to show up a certain way for these people.
Yeah, totally.
Tiffany, do you have anything else you want to share on this sort of sense of where women can find support in the chaos of menopause?
Well, I think that the idea of a circle, whether it's a circle on Zoom, which I absolutely am thrilled about the circles that you're opening up, because they are specific to these issues as women in this time of our life. And there really aren't that many places to go and share and talk and be together. But this is this idea of women gathering in groups and being together and sharing wisdom and sharing perspective and sharing trials and sharing chaos and sharing ups and downs, and that's very ancient, and it's really in our bones. And so the fact that you are offering a place to gather in this way is just so beautiful and needed and important. And I always think, you know, we talk a lot in our culture about self-care, and that just doesn't ever work for me, because if I go get a pedicure, okay, I cared for myself, but do I feel really different? Not really. I mean, my nails look pretty, and that was nice, but now it's over, and I still feel depleted, or I still feel tired, or I still feel sad, or whatever. I've changed that word in the last few years to support, from care to support, self-support. What do I need to support myself in this moment?
Mm.
And to be honest, being with other women that understand, a place to express, a place to hear things that I couldn't put into words myself, but
yes.
I can understand. A place where there's a lot of, you know, sisterhood and camaraderie and just knowing you're not alone in this crazy time is worth its weight in gold. It is beyond anything I can. I mean, I'm really doing my best to share the importance of that. And I don't know if I'm doing it justice, but we have to support one another. Because by doing that and stepping into it, we are supporting ourselves.
Yes.
You know, and I've been in circle with both Monique and Frankie with Sally, and I love them both. You know, it's amazing how close you can get in just you know, a few weeks. And so I highly recommend that if you are feeling isolated in this journey, you're not, you know, join us. And yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Our circles are very rich in a way I never imagined they could be on a Zoom call experience.
It's particularly when you can go out and we went into breakout rooms, so you're having a one-to-one with different people. And so you're just sort of opening up and talking about specific things. It's almost like sort of what do they call it when you go around a table and you have blind dating or table dating or whatever they call it.
Oh right, yes. It's something like fast dating or something like that. Anyway,
Yeah, speed dating, speed
speed
dating,
dating. There we go.
right? We got there in the end. But it was really good because you could sort of talk to something about something very intense and you get to it in sort of within 5 minutes. And so you get through, to use an American expression, you cut through all the crap.
Yes. Yeah.
But
And
yes.
I believe the instructions as the listener. So let's say I went in a break room with somebody else. The listener is just there to listen, not to provide advice, because that I think is very, very enriching. I can talk to my husband, and he is a great person, but he always wants to fix or help or give advice, as opposed to when we would go out on our break rooms in our circles, the listener just provided the space.
Empathize as well.
Yeah.
Expression is really important in the healing journey, and sharing is so important. And some people may feel really frightened of putting their stuff out there, you know. And I just want to speak to that and to say, you know, don't worry. Nobody's going to pull anything out of you that you're not comfortable sharing. This is only where whatever you feel that you want to share, you share. There's no rules about, you know, how deep you go. You know, nobody's asking you to open a vein or anything like that. It is really about just showing up where you are with what you feel and what you have in that moment, and just feeling that amazing feminine blanket around
Connection,
you. Yeah.
which is non-judgmental as well, which
Yeah, no
is
judgment.
important.
Right.
Because a lot of other relationships we get into around in our lives can have that judgmental side to them, or they see you a certain way, expect you to act a certain way. If you start acting outside of what they perceive of you, that is where buttons can be pressed, and
Yeah.
it can get messy.
These circles are so respectful and so encouraging and so uplifting and edifying. And so this is a place to come because, you know, you belong here. You know, like this is like, yeah, it's amazing. And we come from all over the world, and I believe that our energy together, does something good for everybody in the world. I don't know what, but there's something really
It's
magical. Yeah, for
it's a privilege, isn't it?
It is.
To be part of this.
It is a privilege. Mm. Yes.
It is.
It's an honor and a privilege.
Thank you so much, ladies. I'm just thinking of takeaways from this, and I've written so many notes down. It's like, what would be my one takeaway? Well, I've got several of them here. And my favorite ones is, having tea with chaos.
Yes, mine.
That's wonderful, Monique. And also, what do I need to support myself in this moment? I think that's a lovely question we can ask ourselves. Any final things that each of you want to say? Any takeaways you want to share?
I just want to say to anyone listening to this podcast that you're not alone, and it is hard, and it's not easy, but you're going to get through it. And whether you join the circle or you find a group of soulful friends or whatever, make sure that you make time to process this experience. Mm-hmm. And I just wish you all the best and lots of love.
That's lovely. Thank you, Tiffany. Yeah, and I think, as we look to see, ask ourselves, what would support me in this moment right now? And we turn inwards to our own support as well. We show up for ourselves too. So instead of, feeling like, oh, I want this person to show up in this way for me and they're not, and I'm getting really angry about it. It's like, okay, how do I show up for myself? How do I provide that for myself?
And that helps you build up your inner strength as well, because you start to be able to rely on yourself rather than on something or somebody else. It's good still to have the support, but I think it's also good to build up the core strength within yourself. And I think the more that you get the right sort of support, and then you're able to translate that into your inner core, the stronger you'll become, and the more value that you'll be to yourself and to the people that you connect with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, we're operating on empty, aren't we? We're empty.
Absolutely.
You've got nothing to give if you're an empty battery. Yeah.
No, unfortunately.
And I think your question, how did you phrase it? What support, how did you phrase it, Sally?
Sort of, what support do I need? Support can I give myself in this moment?
The asking oneself, what support do I need? I believe for me, it was being just asking, but not expecting an answer right away. Being open to the answer will be there, could be there, but it may not be right away. And it may be in a different format than you might expect.
Very true.
And I think there's two. Yes, if it's a question where you don't know and you let it come to you, there's also when we're in a chaotic, and my background is in like critical incident stress management and grief work, when you are in chaos, when you are in a moment of stress, it is really important to come to present moment. What do I need right now? I need a cup of tea. Okay, just that. Because sometimes when things, I think you're talking about a different kind of thing. And I just want to say that as we go through this, sometimes just coming down to this moment, what do I need in this moment? I need a shower. I just need to feel the warm water on me. I need to walk. I need to just breathe for a minute, because that can really help with things like the anxiety and the stresses and the pressures. But what you're talking about is these other things, like, what do I need? And you don't know, because you know that something, and you just can't put your finger on what you need. That's a different thing. And yes, absolutely, like, just let that flow. You know, this process really is a lot about surrendering.
Mm-hmm.
and just being with it. But also, if you are feeling anxious, if you are feeling stressed out, if you are feeling fearful, if you are like, just, oh my gosh, then in this moment, what do I need? And then that's a different whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can ask ourselves that question on every level as well. We can, what do I need physically? What do I need emotionally? What do I need mentally? What do I need spiritually?
What do I need for my relationships?
Yeah.
I find it so much better when I say to my kids or my husband, I really need your support in this way today.
Mm-hmm.
I really need you to do the dishes because I really need the support because I've got to take care of myself in this way. And they are like, wow, I'm here to support you, you know?
So what you're doing is showing your vulnerability because mm-hmm. you're confident with the people that you're showing your vulnerability to, that you know that they will support you.
Yeah.
And I think that's very powerful. Mm-hmm. I think showing that means that you are giving yourself.
Yeah, it's supporting me, you know, as I support everyone else. And it's funny mm-hmm. because then you feel all the more ready to be there too. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you really are filling up instead of depleting. I think that's so important during this time, because we are such depleters normally as women. just give, 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 give. And one of the biggest lessons I've taken away from menopause so far is, you know, give to me too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's a beautiful note to finish on. Thank you so much for being present here with us today, girls. It's been really wonderful sharing this soulful conversation with you all.
Thank you, Sally.
Thank you, Sally.
Thank you, Frankie.
Thank you, Sally.
Thank you, Frankie. And thank you, Tiffany.
And thank you, Monique. And thank you, Tiffany. It's been great.
As always, love you all.